First and foremost, I just want to go out and say that I do not condone smoking marijuana just for no reason. I smoke it for a personal reason. I smoke it for my own personal benefits. If you do want to smoke marijuana, I really do suggest that you do have a reason for smoking and not just smoke it just because you want to smoke, because that leads to some other shit that I do not condone. So like I said, if you do are interested in smoking marijuana, I suggest that you find a reason. Maybe it's for health-wise, maybe it's for your body, maybe for your mind. You choose your reason why you want to smoke. What is up, y'all? It is your boy, ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Man, I just want to talk about this shit, man, because this shit that is always touchy to me, no matter what. It's just always touchy to me. Damn, this shit. Sorry for that noise. That's just my trading stuff. It's letting me know shit's going down. But I don't know. I just wanted to say, like, what is up with cops pulling over black people and trying to say that they that the person has a gun for an excuse to kill them or for an excuse to shoot them? Like, I know that we do see that shit all the time in the media, but it's getting fucking old, man. It's really getting old. Like, bruh, there needs to be a fucking change somewhere. Like, I want to find a way that we as a people can fight this shit, because it happens way too often and it's broadcasted in the media all the time, but yet justice is hardly, not never, but hardly served. So in Arkansas, why am I not surprised? An officer named Terry Daughtry was pointing a gun at a black man named Ed Truitt while he was sitting in his car with his hands up, one hand recording his phone live and is live on Facebook, and the other hand is just up. So the cop told him to turn off the car. And obviously, Ed, he's like, yo, why? Why do you want me to turn off the car? Cop didn't give him an answer, right? Cop kept telling him, turn off the car, turn off the car, turn off the car. He wasn't getting an answer as to why he wanted him to turn off the car. And then so, as Ed was reaching to put the car in park, the officer told his coworkers, because that's what they're all, they're just workers. Cops are just workers. But anyways, he told his co-workers that, oh, he got a gun. And then Ed was like, no, I don't. Like, my hands are up. I ain't turning off shit no more. I'm not reaching anything or anywhere. I'm not trying to get shot, because the man, like, as you guys see, if you guys go on my in the description and look for the link, it'll show you the link to where I get all my information from. And so, you can see that the cop is literally from the jump. He's just holding his gun, pointing it at Ed. From the jump, just pointing the gun at him. Now, that's just like, he's just saying like, yo, put your hands up, turn off the car, get out the car, all that type of shit. He's just giving him different orders. And before I continue saying anything else, he's smart. He is smart for not putting his hands up, his hand down. He is smart for that. Or for leaving his hands up. My bad, I'm tripping. And the reason why I say he's smart for that shit is because if he would have made any abrupt movements, you know he's getting killed. But you can see that in the video that man, he had, like, the cop had every intention to shoot him. Now, before all those who would want to defend the cop's action, because there's always somebody who's saying that, oh, well, maybe he should have been doing that in the first place, or shit like that, blah, blah, blah. the cops were caught for loitering in front of a gas station. Now they were just like, the people were just chilling there in front of the gas station, right? A female cop told Ed and his other counterparts, I don't know who the other people were, they told him to leave. They told him to leave, and as Ed was ready to drive off, a cop just pulled up in front of him and told him to get out of the car, or to turn the car off. Like, okay, for what reason though? Like, they didn't give him a reason. Like, that's the number one thing that cops, bad cops, because not good cops don't do this shit. That's the number one thing that bad cops love doing. They love telling you to do something and not give you a reason why they're telling you to do it. So, they ended up finding a gun in his car, but guess what? The gun was licensed. The gun was registered and the gun was licensed. They let him go. They ended up letting him go, and they said the reason why they arrested him was because he failed to list to comply to a officer's, like, request or whatever. So that's the reason why we're getting arrested now and getting sent to jail, because we're not listening to what the cop has to say. He's not giving us information that we can, like, he's not telling, giving us reason why we're getting arrested. Like, this shit, but like I said, this shit always happens. It's not a surprise, but it's just, it's annoying. And it's not even that it's annoying. It's like, these cops aren't getting any type of justice done to them. I guess this nigga, he's getting paid leave, bro. He's getting administrative leave, which means that you're basically getting paid off the clock. But yeah, he's getting paid while he's sitting on his ass at home. While shit like that, like this happens all the time, bro. Like, and shout out to Ed, bro, because he said it in an interview. He said that he's glad that he ended up not doing anything because he felt like he was going to die at that instance. And I would have felt the same exact way. No cap. I would have felt the exact same way about that shit because, man, it's just, these cops, they do this shit. They don't get no justice. Barely any justice gets served about it. And then we're just left to forget about the people who get killed. Here, I'll give you another instance. You know, nothing too crazy, as the media likes to make it seem like. So in Baytown, Texas, around the same timeline as the incident in Arkansas happened, a cop had killed a 45-year-old woman named Pamela Turner. Because she supposedly had warrants out for her arrest, and while he was trying to arrest her, he shot a taser at her, and she grabbed hold of the taser and attempted to shoot back at him. Or what the cops are saying, that she shot back at him, like she hit him. Now during the whole scuffle, she's asking the officer, why are you harassing me? But the officer isn't even responding to her. He just keep on doing what he's doing. Like, the whole video clip, which is not a long video clip, it's like probably like a 45-second, like, to a minute video, like an Instagram video, but it shows enough. It shows enough, man. And, like, come on, dude. He shoots her about 5 times before he stops. 5 times. And supposedly he tried to give her first aid treatment right after, but I'm pretty damn sure that bandages and alcohol swabs aren't gonna do shit for you. Or I'm pretty sure that fucking CPR ain't doing shit for you when you got 5 bullet holes on you. Guess what? Same thing. The cop has been put in administrative leave. He's getting paid he's getting paid for not doing shit. He's getting paid for him to just sit on his ass at home. Like, come on. And before I continue, I just want to point out that the cops didn't release the officer nor the woman's name who got shot. They had just recently posted that up, like probably like a couple of days ago. Only people who knew the woman were the ones who were able to say who it was. The cops even, like the cops even went out to find whoever posted the video on Instagram or on whatever social media website, and they said that it's unfortunate that somebody took a tragic incident like this and posted it on social media. It's extremely disrespectful for everybody involved. This is the reason why I don't trust cops. Why the fuck is, why, if nobody would have posted that shit, or if nobody would have recorded it and posted it, nobody would be aware of it. Nobody would have even been aware of it. Secondly, they could have easily, like I said, they didn't want people to know about it. Because secondly, like, why wouldn't you give the victim's name out? Or, like, the cop's name, yeah, whatever, for public reasons and all that shit, blah, blah, blah. But the victim's name, who was fatally shot, like, why would you not want to put her name out there? Until just recently. I mean, I kind of understand why they wouldn't want to put the cop's name out there, because, first off, Pamela was Turner's neighbor, right? And the family members are saying that he knew that she had paranoid schizophrenia. Like, the family members are saying that this, like, yo, he's our neighbor, he knows that she has schizo, like, paranoid schizophrenia. So why is he still trying to do all this shit to her, you know? And you know, that's all I'm just saying, like, bro, because supposedly it was a routine stop. Then how was it that when she's at home, because they were in front of their apartment complex, how is it that if she's at home that it's just a routine check? It's not that, how's that routine? First of all, second of all, you can't expect somebody who they don't know. You can't expect someone to just come quietly after you say you're arrested for, like, you just trying to arrest them without you saying anything. Like, she asking him, why are you arresting me? She even went and said that she's pregnant. And it's funny that the police, they said that she wasn't pregnant, but didn't want to give out her information, but they said that she wasn't pregnant. But I'm just going to let that sit and marinate. Like, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, I know that there are good cops out there. And for all those, I 1 million thanks for your hard work and dedication, because I know that shit is dangerous out in these streets. But unfortunately, just like everything else, there are a small group of cops that are outright dirtbags who should, like, die a thousand deaths. And shout out to my anime watchers who understand what I mean by that. Like, I know I usually say that, oh, I love everybody, and if you hate me, I love you. Mm-mm. If I see you doing shit like that, you think I'm gonna love you? Psych. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I know that one day the camera is gonna be in my face. And what I mean by camera, I mean, like, limelight camera. Or, not even limelight camera, but I'm gonna have some type of influence that I would be sitting in front of a camera and millions of people will be watching me one day. Or not millions, or hundreds of thousands of people. Or not even hundreds of thousands of people. Just a little amount of people would be watching me. And I'm gonna step in that bitch with both feet in, bro. Like, this is shit I feel passionate about, because I've been that guy who has been wrongfully arrested for doing something I never did. I've been that guy that has been harassed by cops because of the color of my skin. And I know people who have gone through the same thing. I've also been that guy that never got justice for shit that happened to me. And the police, they knew about it, but they never even tried to figure out what the issue was. Or they never tried to find the suspect or anything like that. So, I know that I could just as easily be a victim to police brutality at any given time as well, just based off of the color of my skin. So I bring this shit up just so that people who are brave enough to talk about it, let alone fight back, can come together and do something about it, you know? Like, talking about it is the first step, but being about it is the very next level. Because nothing... You could talk about something all... Like, actions speak louder than words. You know what I'm saying? Like... I'm just in awe, bro, because, like, think about it, bro. Black people, from the beginning of American time, I'm not even gonna say beginning of American time, but black people just in general are the only people who in the past have had to fight for our right to live, and then not even fight for our right to live, but we had to fight for our own freedom, and then after that we had to fight for our rights, then we had to fight for equality, and now we're fighting for survival, because at this point that's all this shit is. Like, come on. Like, I know that there are people who want to say, oh, well, the cop was just doing his job, or that person should have been doing this or that, but how many times do y'all have to see it for y'all to be like, okay, maybe they're not just saying shit, or maybe they're not just, like, making shit up? Because, bro, look, just the other day, it's not even part of a topic, but I just know this shit because I stay informed. Just the other day, there's this one college kid who he's getting, like, 12 to 15 years, something around that timeline, because he freaking kissed a girl, and she is claiming that he raped her. There's no proof of any of that shit. There's no proof of any type of intercourse or anything like that, and yet they still sent that man to prison because of he said she said. The only thing that they have proof of is that, yeah, they kissed. So when I say shit like that, there are people who are against the black people, it's been going on for years, and I don't know why people are still acting surprised as if it's not true, or as if it's fake, or as if it's false. It's not, because if the shit keeps happening to this day, then how is it false? But anyways, before I end this podcast, I just want to say that the abortion laws that are going on in the United States right now, I think it's sad. I think it really is sad that this shit is going down, because there are real life niggas that are telling females what to do with their bodies. There's real life niggas who have no... There are real life niggas out there who are telling females what to do when it comes to their pregnancy. As if us men in particular, we don't even know the pain of carrying a child, let alone childbirth or anything like that stuff. Or periods. We don't even know how periods feel or shit like that. So why is it that we're making these laws about for women to like not have abortions if they need one? Like, that's like one of the most unethical shits I've ever heard in my life. You know, it's like, come on now. I don't get that. I really don't. Like, I get it for health reasons? If you want to say that, I get it for health reasons, as in, like, oh, well, we gotta make sure that the baby, like, the person's safe or anything like that. But that's not what y'all doing. Because the people were saying that, oh, we're going to be anti-abortion. Y'all don't even, when the baby's here, y'all don't even give a fuck about the baby. Or y'all aren't interested in helping that baby become a prominent person in life. Because, let's be real, most people who have abortions, let's face it, most people who have abortions are people who are poor and who can't afford it. Or they have health conditions and they can't have a child. That's it. So, if you're telling these poor people that, oh, you have to have this baby, but yet you don't even help for them to be able to keep this baby healthy, live a life that isn't in poverty or anything like that, then what's the... I hope y'all get what I'm trying to get at. And I hope that, like, people really do understand that it's a woman's decision on if she wants to keep a baby or not. Because we men shouldn't have any input about that whatsoever. Period. Periods. I don't know, man. I really don't think that that's a shout out to all the production companies like Netflix and Disney who are like, if this shit goes through, then we're not gonna be doing it in these states. We're not gonna be putting our money into these states if this is what y'all gonna be doing. But shout out to them niggas though, because that shit is real. I fucks with that. I just hope that they keep their word and they're not like, oh, well, since y'all did it, we're just gonna end up staying regardless and all that bullshit. Only time will tell, right? Only time will tell. But anyways, y'all, that's all I had to say for today. Thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I do appreciate each and every one of y'all who... listen, and this is your boy AD, and we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.